And your grandparents, you were saying, came over from St Kitts, and your grandfather worked in the Second World War.
My great-granddad.
Your great-granddad.
My great-granddad. My great-granddad, he was in the wars, my granddad. You find a lot of black people.
From the Caribbean.
Yeah, you find. In London, a couple of years ago, they had the Windrush something or other going on. And I said to Jasmine, you'll have to look it up on the computer. Well, we were just... We just found out, like, they brought them here to fight in the war, you know, and send them to horrible cold places and didn't treat them right. I get very angry about that. Don't start me on that.
No.
I get very angry. Didn't treat them right. And when I used to tell Jasmine them about the riots and stuff like that, you know, in the 70s and the 60s and the 70s, I don't think they really sort of understood. But then when Jasmine brought it up on the computer and we sat and had a laugh about it, well, so I had a laugh at how they used to dress and the not Irish blacks or dogs stuck on the front door. I think it really sunk in, especially Jasmine. Jasmine said, "Mom, I can't believe that."
This is relatively recent history, isn't it? You know, I mean, it's only a generation away.
I said to Jasmine, you know, when my nan and granddad first came, they used to live in London before they moved to come here. They used to live in St John's Wood. You know, and granddad used to say, oh, you know, you couldn't go post. You couldn't go to the shop when you went to the shops. And, you know, like if there's a lot of white people in there, you have to stand outside and wait till they come out before. Jasmine, I wouldn't have to stand for that. I said, Jasmine, that's how it was.
And they didn't have a choice because now that they'd come here, they couldn't really afford to go back.
Because they came on a one-way ticket. All those people came on a one-way ticket.
I mean, imagining it was going to be fantastic, wonderful opportunities.
And they're still promising it today. Yes. The government are still promising you everything is, you know, good, everything's all right. We never had it so good, but we haven't because people are suffering. You know what I mean? I mean, when I came in 64, God, I was the only black girl in my class. They used to call me some horrible names and go back where you come from and all this. Not nice. Not nice at all. You know what I mean? In our street, we just had, like, loads of Italians and black people. Fleetwood was just blacks and Italians, but it's not now. But in those days, it was.